increase in Ohio Medicaid caseloads because of the pandemic could have blown a hole in the new two-year state budget, but the spending plan includes a huge infusion of federal cash for that health insurance program for the poor. The feds are continuing a temporary pandemic increase in assistance they pay to Medicaid. For Ohio, that means $300 million per quarter, or $2.4 billion over the two-year budget. But Ohio Medicaid Director Maureen Corcoran says there's a condition attached to that money.
To be sure that everybody has continuing Medicaid coverage throughout the pandemic as a, you know, kind of a safety net, CMS does not allow us to disenroll people or to change their benefits unless they move to another state or they pass away.
But Corcoran says that money is a relief, since predicting the impact of the pandemic has been difficult.
This pandemic has really broken all of the rules. So, you know, we expected more people would come on Medicaid, and it hasn't, it's still a lot of people and it's a lot of money, but not as much as we would have expected.
Lieutenant Governor John Houston said covering those costs without that federal money would have taken most of the $2.7 billion in the state's rainy day fund. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.